Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 15, 9 to 17. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other. Dear friends, let us reflect on the theme, chosen to love, abiding in his everlasting joy. In John 15, 9 to 17, the essence of the relationship between God, Jesus, and the believer emerges poignantly. The passage can be interpreted in the overarching context of love, a love that binds, empowers, and transforms. And this passage is woven intricately with the thread of divine love. Just as God the Father loves Jesus, so does Jesus love his disciples. The term "just as" or "kathos" in the Greek serves as a bridge, reflecting the reciprocal and abiding nature of this love. The love of the Father and the Son is not just a model for believers, but an invitation to partake in it. Abiding in this love by following Jesus' commands, which center around loving one another, believers bear the fruit of divine love. But the passage also brings to the fore the concept of friendship through sacrifice. The nature of Jesus' love for believers is that of self-sacrifice, epitomized in his laying down of his life. This transforms the relationship from merely being servants to friends. The dynamics of chosenness take center stage, as Jesus reminds his followers that they were chosen by him. Their mission, rooted in love, is to bear fruit. The transformative power of prayer, asked in Jesus' name, ensures the realization of this love in believers' lives. My dear friends, there are three things we can really learn from this text. The first is the depth of divine love. The profound sacrificial love Jesus displayed is not just a narrative from history, but a living reality for believers. It is a call to dive deeper into this love by abiding in Jesus. The second is that we are chosen for a purpose. Being chosen by Jesus is not just about salvation, but a mission. It is a clarion call to manifest love in the world, to bear fruit by loving one another. And thirdly, we learn about joy in abiding. The promise of joy is the culmination of abiding in Jesus' love. It is not a fleeting happiness, but a deep, resonating joy stemming from being rooted in divine love. Dear friends, John 15:9-17 redefines relationships, binding believers not just to Jesus but to each other in love. It calls forth a response, a commitment to embody the love Jesus displayed. And one of the big questions from the text is, how might our lives transform and our communities heal if we truly embraced our calling to abide in His love and make His joy complete in us? There are two questions for reflection. One, in what tangible ways can we as believers actively demonstrate the depth of divine love and self-sacrifice in our daily lives and interactions? Two, how do we ensure that we are not merely passive recipients of Jesus' love, but active participants bearing fruit and living out our chosen purpose? Lord Jesus, in your infinite love, you choose us. And you have chosen us not as servants, but as friends. Let us abide deeply in your love, bearing fruits of compassion, kindness, and understanding. Grant us the grace to recognize our chosenness and respond by loving one another. Fill our hearts with your joy, and let this joy be the beacon that leads others to you. In your precious name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.